We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Helton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, the rain is falling in Southern California, and they're getting ready in the burn zone. One area already has voluntary evacuation orders in place. Let's find out how long it's going to last, what we have to expect, starting with our meteorologist at the Weather Channel, Ray Stajic.
All right, Vicki, I think what's going on this morning is exactly what we are going to see. Areas or clusters of rain and thunderstorms now, as I got the lightning tracker on this cell just to the north-northwest of Indian Springs in north-northwestern parts of L.A. County. Maybe some heavier rainfall there. Heading on into the area, actually into the mountains, that's under a winter weather advisory. So the only advisories up for L.A. County are in the mountains for winter weather above 5,500 feet. Rest of the radar as we move south, starting to show some showers coming in down near Lakewood and Long Beach. They're widely scattered, though, not anticipating any big problems there. The heaviest rain so far has been in the flash flood watch area overnight now as you got into San Bernardino, Riverside counties. That's where the flash flood watches are in effect. So occasional showers, isolated thunderstorms this morning might become a little bit more widely scattered into the afternoon and this evening, and that's being the best opportunity for some of the heavy rainfall as this cold pocket of air moves over the top of us. Dick?
Yeah, those flash floods earlier this morning stranding as many as 100 cars and trucks in one area of San Bernardino County. That's what we were told. Still checking on that, seeing what's going on in that particular location right now. A lot of concern, of course, about the burn areas. And let's go to the Sepulveda Pass right now and check in with our John Baird.
It seems like it was just yesterday that helicopters were hammering away at the flames on the hillside by the Getty Center. So it's out of the heat and the fire and into the rain now. And in Orange County, a voluntary evacuation warning has been issued for the Holy Fire burn area. Here in LA, because of the danger from barren hillsides, city and county crews have been busy getting ready for the rain using K-rails here and bulldozers there. Mark Estrella is LA County's Public Works Director.
We've been very much hard at work clearing all our debris basins and moving sediment and preparing the debris basins for any rain events.
And he hopes that residents across the county have been getting prepared too, especially in the burn areas.
And in the worst case, to be ready to evacuate when first responders call for them to evacuate.
To help protect everyone, a total of 50 K-rails were recently installed here along Sepulveda, where the Getty fire took place, and another 47 barriers were installed late last month in the vicinity of the Palisades fire. Live on the west side, John Baird, KNX 1070.
A couple of rent control measures have been given tentative approval in L.A. County by the Board of Supervisors. They would tighten control over both rental properties and land leases in mobile home parks. A rep with the landlord group told the supervisors it's a bad plan.
Your measure will create a stagnant market and increase the cost of housing for everyone else while leading to a physical reduction in housing stock and deteriorating quality.
The vote was 4-1 with Catherine Barger, the supervisor, dissenting. Both measures will come back to the board for another vote before they would be adopted, which is likely to happen next Tuesday. And these local rent control ordinances happening before the state law takes effect in January.
State Utilities Commission is holding a hearing today with the telecommunication company execs over the failures of the system during the power shutoff. So your cell system went down. Eight companies, including AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, have already sent the reports, which the San Francisco Chronicle has reviewed. Companies say service is infeasible or impossible during the blackouts because the systems have not been designed for that.
Some people who live in Huntington Beach are telling their city leaders not to go ahead with the proposed housing and retail development to be built on a site that once contained an oil storage and pumping facility. Planning Commission voted last month to amend zoning of the Magnolia Tank Farm, but one person said her concerns to the city council despite reassurances from a geologist who analyzed the site.
You have heard us tell you at meetings past that the Magnolia Tank Farm land is toxic. You have heard Huntington Beach community members speak time after time how it should never be rezoned, yet you voted to rezone it anyway.
Public hearing on the matter set for next month.
NASA holding meetings tonight and tomorrow to go over the cleanup effort at the Santa Susana Field Lab, the area between the San Fernando and Simi Valleys, formerly used for some rocket engine testing. It's been contaminated for decades. NASA's environmental impact statement includes leaving a majority of contaminants in the ground. Daily News says protesters are fighting that idea, saying full removal is needed because the chemicals can cause cancer.
And the City Council in Long Beach has given approval for a narrowed ban on flavored vaping products, and it's an attempt to curb the use by kids and young adults. Original ban was more stringent, but that plan was met by a lot of opposition, and city leaders will need to pass one more vote on the ban before it could be signed into local law.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.